Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the back for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome, folks. The Ray program starting this hour of Money Pound for you. Priceless. Today, 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will get to because I got a bunch of them, at raylucia.com. RAYLUCIA.com. Well, you've heard the old adage in investing, the best way to win is to keep from losing. I would suggest to you the best way to gain is to lose less. Sit back, folks, relax, because that is what we're going to tackle right here, right now, and right on. Oh, gee, pardon.
On my investment as the return of my investment.
Mark Twain.
Yes.
And he said, was he the guy that said that? No, it wasn't.
Rogers, Will Rogers.
Will Rogers said that, yeah. I always get those two guys mixed up. 1-8 Wild Hickory Oats or whatever it's called, I don't know. It's very, very interesting because I was reading a study over this past weekend about active versus passive investing. And incidentally, this debate has been going on for years and years and years. And the passive's winning. The passive investment strategy or the indexing robo, I know I've got an email on robo investing, winning the debate. Because active managers, although 90% of them beat the index in performance, according to Chuck Jaffe, who wrote about this on MarketWatch a month or two ago, 90% of the active managers actually outperform the index, proving their stock-picking ability is actually pretty good. But after fees, they don't. After they account for their fees, they don't. So American Funds, which is an active manager, has been studying this. And I'm just fascinated by this work. I did report on it once before. But they wrote about this, and I said, this is something that should be shared with our audience. So that's what I want to cover today. Gain by losing less. And this comes from American Funds and me, because I will be throwing in my anecdotal comments along the way. Because anybody that has read any of my books or listened to me for any length of time knows that I feel strongly both ways on the indexing versus active management debate. And in looking some of this stuff up over the weekend, because I'm actually writing a piece on it, I do some writing. So not to publish or anything, but it really helps me with the show and it helps me just stay on top of stuff. And I've probably, Jim, I don't know, pulled 100 pages of research data on this subject, because one of the questions I get most from advisors, and advisors still call me because they know me from many, many years ago, and they say, well, you know, how do I stay in business if everybody just takes all their money and puts it in an index fund? And I tell them the way you stay in business is you do real financial planning, because that's what the person wants. They don't want just a passive strategy. They want a strategy. And then if part of that strategy is to use passive investing, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Cheap is good. If you have a strategy to place those investments in. It's not necessarily what I would do with all of my money, but I might consider doing it with some of my money. Anyway, that's for another program. Let's focus on what American Funds had to say about this. There are two ways to beat the index and fuel investment growth. Earn more than the market or lose less than the market. Losing less, something that I've discussed on this program before, something called the low downside capture ratio, or that approach, holds a great deal of appeal for investors, especially conservative investors. Especially, they say, considering 78% of investors list protecting assets as their top investment priority, but only half are aware that index funds expose them to 100% of the downside risk. Okay, so if 80% of all of us say one of my primary goals in investing is to protect myself on the downside, and then we turn around and listen to the pundits and put all of our money in index funds where you capture 100% of the downside, those numbers don't square and that information doesn't jibe. And so you have to understand what you're getting. If you want the returns of the market, then many times you have to put up with the risk of the market. And if you want someone to watch over that risk, then you have to pay that someone. Do you? Maybe. Let me read on. Why does this matter? Consistently losing less, they go on to say, during downturns can be instrumental in producing larger balances and superior outcomes for long-term investors. Funds that limit downside risk tend to also provide a smoother ride, making it easier for those with long-term objectives to stay the course during turbulent markets. Now, I've researched this stuff, and by the way, I haven't been able to find, there may be some academic support to this, but I haven't found any academic support saying if you find funds that have a better downside risk ratio, downside capture ratio, something less than 100%, obviously, because the market captures 100% of the downside. If you have a fund that captures 90%, then if the market goes down 10%, you go down 9%. So that's what they're discussing here. But I haven't found anything that says a buy and hold investor will do better with the lower downside capture ratio. Here's what I do know, anecdotally and from the Dalbar study. I know that if you lose less, your brain works overtime to help keep you from bailing out on your strategy. Because this is not about investing. It's about behavior, because there's no such thing anymore as a buy and hold index investor. Even though when they do all these comparisons, that's what they're showing. When they say, well, 82% of portfolio managers were outpaced by the Standard & Poor's 500 index last year or last 3 years or whatever it is. I don't know. I haven't looked at the statistics lately. But it's a pretty high percentage, right? That assumes that every index investor bought that index and didn't do anything. Because they're the money manager, not the computer that's buying the stocks. That's the fallacy. And it's also the fallacy with the robo-advisors and all other types of passive investing. because there's no one to call you and talk you down off the ledge. Now, I'll get to more of that, but that's where I really believe the downside capture ratio makes a lot of sense, because I'm more concerned about losing less in the downdrafts than making more, because the behavioral economists and psychologists have told us that the pain of losing is twice as excruciating as the elation of winning. It hurts more to lose money than it feels good to make money. Does that make sense? Hopefully it does, because it's true. When everybody's making money, got these big smiles on your face, nobody's jumping off the roof. But when you start to lose money, wow, you see all kind of stuff that you don't want to see. Just go back to all those Super Bowl ads in the late 90s with all of these, you know, trading companies that were popping up out of nowhere. You could get rich trading stocks, and people were quitting their jobs and trading and making money. And I would get the calls on the radio saying, why am I listening to you, you moron? You're telling me to buy and hold, and I'm day trading and killing it. And by the end of 2002, there were virtually none of those people left. Because the statistic is 70% of them lose money, and 70% of the 70% lose all their money. And it, you know, marriages were broken up, suicides. I mean, it was just a horrible, horrible time in history. So is the best way to win in investing to keep from losing? We will continue right after this.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
So is the best way to win to keep from losing? Jim Stewart brought up something during the break that's very interesting, because this whole concept of losing less or putting a floor so that you can't lose money really created a whole cadre of industries. One is the fixed indexed annuity industry. The other is the structured products, which have been around for a long time, but a lot of the structured products give you downside risk protection, where you put your money in and they say, well, we're going to give you a 10% free ride on the downside. So if the market goes down 15, you'll only go down 5. Of course, you've got to give up something on the upside. If the market goes up 15, we're only going to give you 8 or something like that. But so many people love that, because of the pain involved in losing. And now, of course, the FIA fixed index annuity marketplace is a gajillion-dollar market.
Billions of dollars last year.
Yeah, so what we're talking about here is winning by losing less, or in the case of an annuity, of course, it's zero downside risk. You simply cannot go negative. Now, they cap you out. I think I saw caps the other day around 6%. But you know what? For a lot of people that buy bonds, they go, what the heck? If the market continues to do well and I get 6% every year, the market does anything better than 6%, and I get a positive number, anything under that, and if the market goes down, I don't lose. There's a whole lot of people our age that love that strategy. I know money managers hate that strategy. You have to understand why the money managers hate that strategy. It's because if you're charging somebody 1% or 2% per year, that's a pretty, pretty good deal. And if you take that money out of, you know, say a balanced account or a bond fund or whatever, and they're no longer getting that 1% and 1.5%, but they're getting about the same rate of return. And I recall back, oh, this is a decade or so ago, it was a study by the Wharton School. I believe it was Wharton. And they actually determined that fixed indexed annuities had competitive returns with both stocks and bonds during that measurable time period. Now, I can assure you, in the last 7-8 years, not even close to stocks, okay? But this was back, you know, during the 2000s when things weren't going so hot, right?
We're even seeing government now coming out talking about annuities as being, you know, some part of your retirement plan.
So, well, and structured products, now be careful with them. They are, if you think annuities are complicated, try a structured note. Very, very complex instruments. But just because they're complicated doesn't necessarily mean they're bad. This is where the good advisor helps. Okay, so if we're talking about the best way to win is to keep from losing, or to gain by losing less, to quote the American Funds study, you need to know the arithmetic loss concept. The ability to achieve superior outcomes by losing less is an example of what is known as the arithmetic of loss. All right, that's basically if you got 100 grand and you lose 50%, you now have 50 grand. If you gain 50% back, you don't have 100 grand, you've got 75 grand. So you're still down 25%. So what we need to do is understand that when you lose money, you need an acceleration of the gain just to get back to even. So it only makes sense that if you lost 50% of the $100,000, you need 100% to get back to even. If you lost 30%, you still need about 43% to get back to even. So it doesn't take a 30% gain, and a lot of people make this mistake. They look at the top line of their performance, but they don't look at it from an arithmetic perspective. They just look at it from, hey, I had a pretty good year this year. I was up 32%. But I lost, 30% last year, so I must be even. Nope, you're not even. If you lose 10%, it takes 11.1% to get back to even. Now, this also explains why dollar cost averaging is so powerful when you put money into a 401k plan. Because let's say you're putting money in at 10 bucks a share. So you put $100 in, divide that by 10, you just bought 10 shares. If the value of those shares, mutual fund or whatever, goes down to $8, then you still put the same $100 in, but you'll find that when you divide 8 into 100, you end up with 12 and a half or whatever shares. So that month, you bought 12 and a half shares. So in total, you've got 22 and a half shares instead of 20 shares if the price stayed the same. You follow what happens? So when you ultimately get back to even, you're actually way ahead of the game. Because if it stayed at 8 bucks a share, for 10 more months, you'd have another, 22 and a half or however many shares, 10, there's 12 shares, 122.5 shares for 10 months instead of 100 shares. That's a pretty big gain, right? So that's why dollar cost averaging works so well, because you're averaging the share price lower. And even though share prices go up and down, because of this arithmetic calculation, you're always going to be better off in a world where the markets are volatile by adding sequentially to your investments. And the markets, by the way, are always volatile. I think about 30% a year volatile. And some would say even on a monthly basis, you'll see volatility of 5, 10, 15, 20%. Okay, so they went on to do a study. To mitigate risk, seek mutual funds that have held up better during declines. So what they looked at are a couple of things. Now, to beat up on the passive guys, because they have to, otherwise nobody's going to put any money with them, they looked at a couple of things. They looked at the manager investment in their own fund. I think that's really, really important. Because what you find is if you're eating your own cooking, your goals are more aligned with your customers' goals, right? If all they're doing is investing money in their own mutual fund, but their personal money is down the street with Joe Pfaff, then maybe you ought to go where they're putting their money. The other expense criteria was low expenses. So then they said low downside capture ratio, low expenses, and high manager ownership. What would happen if I could find managers like that? Would I be able to make more than just simply buying the index? The results, when we come back right here on the Ray Lucia Show.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
A little incense and peppermints here on the Radio Chia Show. Coming up next, 96 Tears. Welcome back. 844-RAY-SHOW. Email's coming up in just a bit. RadioChia.com. So I've been talking about American Funds and this study that they conducted, and they've updated it recently. And I bring this up every once in a while because I sort of get tired of this, the punditry that goes on that says, well, you don't need an advisor. You don't need a money manager. You don't need a mutual fund. You just need a robot. Or you can just throw your money into the index and you'll do better than 50, 60, 70, 80% of the money managers. Now, first off, let me address this 82% number because, you know, if you data mine, you can come up with any darn thing you want. Let me give you the reality. I saw a white paper on this just the other day. A white paper done, I think it was by Hartford. And they went back and looked at something like $1.3 trillion worth of large cap assets. It represented 14 or 15% of the entire marketplace. So it's a really, really good sampling. And they wanted to determine which strategy outpaced one or the other. What percentage of the time? Active management or indexing? Now, here's what's really interesting. Now, we've talked about this. We've got this recency bias problem. And it's behavioral. And it's common with all of us. Recency bias. What has happened recently is likely to continue happening on into the future. So if your portfolio that's indexed has done well recently and it's beat 82% of the money managers recently, then it's going to continue to beat 82% of the managers. And that's what you get from the media. That's what you get from the financial press. And it is not true. It's not true, because when you look at this data representing 15% of the entire universe of assets, here's what you find. Recently, that is a true statement. If you take the last 5 out of the last 6 years, ending in 2015, I'm doing this from memory, because 2016 was better for active managers, if I recall, all right, which is kind of interesting. But 5 out of the 6 years ending in 2015, passive beat active. Ah, there you have it, all the guys that write about this stuff. Recency bias. Let's go back to the year 2000 through 2009. Guess what? Active managers beat passive. Now, I want you to think about this for just a moment. What's happened since 2009? Market's been on fire. It's been a momentum-driven market. I've written about this. When the momentum, the wind is at your back, it's a lot easier for indexing to win because everything's rising at the same time. There's not a lot of pricing anomaly. But when the wind is in your face, two crashes over the course of a 10-year period, active management won out. Individuals lost less. And then if you look at the 10 years prior to that, guess what? Passive management won for that decade. What happened in the 90s? Do you remember what happened the last 3, 4, 5 years in the 90s? The market was unstoppable. Momentum returned. But over the last 31, 32 years, it's been about a draw. It's been about a draw. So what American funds did is they said, well, wait a minute. How can we drill down a little bit better and tilt the scale in the advantage of the good managers? Because remember, they're using these studies and they're saying the average manager. Well, you know, what criteria are they using? Maybe this manager doesn't even shave yet. Okay, I'm talking about the men here, all right? Now, there are female managers. I can't come up with a good analogy on that one, but I can probably say on the air. But you know what I'm saying? What if there's some rookie manager? Or maybe it's some crazy, I mean, I've seen some crazy stuff put out there. How about that kid the other day that bet the farm on shorting Apple and lost his entire fortune? A couple million bucks he made by making big bets, and then he lost it all. So let's not deal with average, because I don't want average. Let's use some kind of screening criteria. So that's what they did. So here's what they did. The two traits they said that they studied significantly improved success rates. The portfolio of active large cap funds with low expense ratios, trait one, and high manager ownership, trait two, outpaced indexes more frequently than other active funds in the periods they analyzed. Wow. So they looked at 10-year rolling periods and 5-year rolling periods. So that means, you know, you take, you know, as you move up 1 year, you drop a year off and you take the next one. That's what a rolling period is. So that's pretty indicative of what you would want in a research piece. And here is what they found. When all active managers were looked at, 25% of them beat the index. There's where that 75% number comes. Only 25% of you guys can beat the index, therefore, of the average fund managers, therefore, indexing is better than active management. When you put in the lower cost, they took the top quartile of lower cost, or the top 50% of lower cost. They've done a couple of different studies. The number came up to about 48%. So it was almost 50-50. When you looked at highest ownership, in other words, this is where the money manager has his or her own money, at least $1 million, in their own fund, it's now about 62, I'm eyeballing these bar charts, about 62% of active beat passive. And when you looked at ones that had both qualities, low costs and high ownership, the number jumped way up to 95% of domestic managers, and what was it, 77%, I'm sorry, of looked like international managers. Wow. So now when you hear this stuff, and remember there's two components to this. There are two components to it. Component one is managers, average versus not so average, the criteria, et cetera, et cetera. And the other is going back to the Dalbar study. Most people that buy into the index without an advisor are DIY investors, and those are the ones that have the most difficult time keeping their powder dry when the markets move. Now, they went on, and they said, let's take a look at the average 5-year, I got to find what I'm looking for. Here we go. What would happen in a hypothetical example of a 45-year-old that starts an investment plan with a $100,000 lump sum investment and holds it to age 65. They put $100,000 in. The index return would have been 6.5%, and that $100,000 would have been worth $355,000 and change. Again, I'm quoting right from the study. These aren't my numbers. The screened, with the two criteria we just mentioned, low fees, high manager ownership, their own money in the game, 7.7%, 24% greater rate of return. Then they looked at a 65-year-old with a $500,000, retires, takes 4% out each year, with 3% until age 85. The core, 6.8%. The screened active core, 8.1%. Ending balance, 823,000 compared to almost $1.2 million. So passive doesn't always win. An average, if you got your head in the refrigerator and your feet in the cooker, on average, you're probably feeling pretty good. We'll be back. And then I'm gonna put to you, you've got mail.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
You've got mail.
Well, we are running out of time, but there's always... And what I really want you to do is, rather than just simply do it yourself, humor me and hire a decent advisor and see what they have to say about this stuff. And then if you decide to do it yourself, that's fine. But talk with someone that actually does this for a living and has done it successfully for a number of years. Because, and I've got a question coming up on robo-advisors, Jim, but if that really worked, then who wouldn't use it? Why doesn't 100% of the money go into super dirt-cheap robo-asset allocation or super dirt-cheap index funds? Warren Buffett doesn't do it. He says you should do it, but he doesn't do it. Why? Because he's a smart guy. He's a really, really smart guy. I think you ought to look at those areas that are most efficient and you know the least about, or your money manager knows least about, and index those. But in an area like large cap, where it's the predominant portion of one's portfolio, where there is the potential for a money manager to get in there, roll up their sleeves, and potentially find pricing anomalies, especially in a declining market, especially since, according to the Hartford study, it's a cyclic thing. It is cyclic. So maybe when we get more away from this momentum-driven market, stock picking will become more in vogue. So just remember the criteria that America, I'm not saying you have to use this criteria, but what they did, and I'm sure it was to feather their own nest because they have, you know, low expenses and all their managers are rich and they invest in their own funds. What's wrong with that? And then they also look at downside capture ratios. When you start adding all this stuff up, then perhaps you can win by losing less, by spending less. You might be able to make more. All right, let's hit it, boys. It's time for some emails. We'll start with Randy. Hello, Ray. Love the show. Well, thank you, Randy. I love your show, too. By the way, what was that show? The Randy Show. Okay, yeah. My wife and I are in our late 40s. We focused on retirement savings. Our kids are 14 and 16. We want to pay college costs. This was a longer email. You scaled it down. I remember reading it.
Yeah, it was a couple paragraphs.
It was. So Randy said, here's what happened. When my wife and I first started out, we said, we are never going to pay for our kids' college. By golly, they got to go out and do it on their own. And they started maxing out their 401ks, saving and investing. They did a great job. And out in their late 40s, they have like $1.2 million stashed away. And he's writing to me saying, I kind of changed my mind. Isn't that what we all do when we're young? It's like all these, you know, the youths from Berkeley and a lot of the colleges that are anti this and anti that. Hey, I wanted to join the Peace Corps when I was a freshman and sophomore in college. Not that that's bad. I think it's great. I love the people in the Peace Corps. But I turned into a capitalist early on in the game when I started having kids. Because I looked down the salary scale and said, you know what? Peace Corps don't pay that much. School teaching, likewise. I have a stay-at-home mom as a wife. I got to go out and make some moolah. Anyway, he changed his mind. He goes on to ask, how can I or should I or we do that, that is pay for college with no 529 plan and very little in liquid savings that is easily accessible? Is a 72T a viable option, or is there another way to make this happen without paying penalties? Okay. There's a complex, I actually have responded to the email with about 20 questions. But let me just do a couple of things. First of all, a 529 plan does you no good if you start when a kid's 15 or 16 years old. Because the only thing a 529 does is it gives you the ability to take the earnings out tax-free for college. Well, you only get 3-4 years to accumulate, forget about it, right? Now, you want to know how to go about financing and whether a 72T is a good option. I think potentially a better option is you have some home equity. Interest rates are still low. You take a home equity loan out for $50,000, $100,000, and you pay that back over time. Now, if you need to do a 72T from your IRA or 401K, well, 401K is going to be hard to do a 72T because none of the 401Ks administer those. So somehow or another, you might have to do this with an IRA. If you don't have an IRA, then just belly up to the bar and make the payments by reducing the amount of money you're funding into your 401Ks because you've both been maxing out. Now continue to max out up to the match. But if you're maxing out, you're not getting a dollar for dollar on 15%. You're not even getting 50 cents on the dollar up to 15%. So rather than do the 72T, do a home equity loan. You're going to pay 4-5% right now. That's not bad. That's not bad. The interest is deductible on a home equity mortgage at $100,000 or less. It may or may not be deductible. Certainly not all of it would be deductible on $100,000 because it maxes out $2,500. But you guys are making probably too much money to get all of that, if any of that deduction. So I think the home equity home line of credit. Let me explain 72T real quick because that is potentially a viable option, but it's a little bit complicated. You take your IRA. Can't do this with a 401K unless your company supports it, and they don't. I don't know of one that does. But you have an IRA. It's got $500,000 in it. You look at the mortality tables, and et cetera, for you, single life, because it's your IRA. And your wife can do the same thing with hers. And you take a fair interest rate, 120% of the AFR, the midterm AFR, is probably 2% today, 2 or 3%. And you do the calculation, and it will tell you what kind of an annuity payment you can take out of the IRA. It may not be enough to cover the cost of college. Now, if you need to do the 72T to pay back the home equity line of credit or the home loan, I think that's a brilliant move. Because while one is taxable to you, the interest on the other one is potentially tax deductible, so they would wash each other out. So I only did one email because Randy's got a complex situation. He's asking a lot of very sophisticated and very good questions. But as I emailed him back, I said, there is a solution, Randy. I just don't know which one is best because I need more info. Out of time. Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities, brokerage, or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
Talk Radio.